Welcome back. It is episode numero. I don't know how to say 40 in Spanish, but. Wait, do you know how to say it?
Nah.
Do you know how to say 40 in Spanish?
I can just about speak English, bro.
Okay, yeah. So. I would say.
Quattro zero.
Nah, that counts, bro. That's the most Manchester shit I've ever heard. Anyways, as you guys might know, we are here with the wonderful Jack Fowler. How are you, my friend? How are you doing?
I'm cool, you know. I'm cool. Tired. My eyes. You probably can see in my eyes. The lack of sleep.
Why? What you been doing? Has there been anything interesting happening in your life? Maybe something has been released recently. Maybe you've been shooting something. I don't know.
Wait, it's funny you might ask that, bro. great plug there.
Yeah,
my new single, man. Foolish. It come out.
How's that going?
Bro, it's doing really well, man. I mean, we're in the first week of release and it's done bits. It's on playlists. It's been spun on radio like a couple of times. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm happy with it so far.
This isn't your first tune though.
No, it's not my first one. I've done tunes. I released my first one in lockdown. It was more of like an R&B slow jam. You know, the ladies are in, you know, they're locked down and they're in their bedrooms, you know, for like a year. And I thought, you know what? Have that, yeah. So when you're lotioning, yeah,
you can play
that one because everyone was clapping cheeks in lockdown, bro.
Yeah, it's true actually. Like, so wait, you're telling me? Oh, okay, I got a question for you. Do you reckon people beat to you that track that you released?
Oh, I know.
Oh, you?
Oh,
wait. What?
I know.
Tell me, people DMing you, bro, videos.
I've had girls DM me saying that there was, you know, getting their cheeks clapped.
Yeah, to that tune.
By their guy, but they was playing my song, and you know, to it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, look, bro, all I hope is it improves performance. Yeah. Yeah. And if the tune's any longer than 40 seconds, then it's useless for me. So, but me and Chip were saying.
Exact same. You lot have sex.
What's that?
Nah, not really.
I created
a sex playlist though, for when I do have sex. I got a playlist full of tunes. Do you have one?
Bro, I did that, right? I get this year. So I'm coming out of DC10, yeah? You know, I'd be for 4 a.m. Now, if you know about DC10, yeah, you know, like...
It's filthy. We've been there. Chip won't remember it, but we've been there.
It's a fucking hole.
So I've come out at 4 a.m. Everyone's looking like a zombie, yeah? And some random dudes come up to me and go like, yo, Jack, man, like, I had sex on that to your playlist, bro. I said, if you're coming out DC10 at 4 a.m., that's the last thing that I'd be thinking about.
Uh-huh.
Is the playlist that I put out there. But obviously it's worked, so...
Yeah, do you reckon this latest tune were Foolish, right?
Yeah.
You reckon
that's
going to make any sex playlist or a completely different vibe?
It's a completely different vibe, man.
That's going to be an idea.
The rhythm is different.
I mean, like, if you're beating to Foolish, then you're going to be like this.
The Jackrabbit.
Yeah, but if you're beating to Back to Yours, you're going to be more of a slow tip. You know what I mean?
Just
Nah, I'm picturing it now, bro. Stop it.
He was staring right into your eyes.
I'm looking at you like, yeah.
No, the BPM's different. Obviously, like, Foolish is a summer vibe, man. It's just, it's just, you know, a feel-good factor kind of thing. I want it to be something that people just can't not bop their head to, and I'd be for pool parties, you know?
Yeah.
So, go stream that.
Yeah, no, definitely do.
I was listening to it on the Uber here.
Were you bopping to it?
Yeah,
be honest.
Bossman was. Yeah, a little Bluetooth number, you know.
Wait, did you get UberX, UberX?
UberX today, boys. I can't lie. Like, I went.
The money's tight after the holiday.
Money's tight. Just went Ibiza, like.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you know it's good if the Uber man is vibing with it. Because I swear Drake said this. He said that what he does every time he makes a track, he goes and listens to it in his car. And if he enjoys it while he's driving around, then he knows he's got a hit.
Yeah.
So do you have something equivalent? Or do you have like a thing where... How do you know? You probably made more than just one tune, right? And how do you go, all right, this is the one?
The funniest thing, yes. I played it to this one girl, right? And I played a few to her.
Special girl.
And anyway, so we're playing this track and I played like 6 or 7 to her. And she knows the first one she didn't know it was me. So I just played it amongst like the other tracks that I was playing. So then when she played my one, I could see her doing this a little bit. And I thought, yeah?
Yeah, you fucking like
that? You got more? Yeah. And then she's bopping. And then and then like the next one come on and then she kind of, the bop kind of left a little bit.
Died.
So
okay.
I was like, oh shit. And I played the next one on and then she was like, yeah, well, who's this? I was like, it's me. She's like, no fucking way. I was like, yeah, that's
Do you reckon that she genuinely didn't know it was you or she was just playing it off and she was trying to play it cool to make it like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I don't know.
Yeah, you'll never know. Yeah,
I'll never know. I'll never
but
know.
But what if you're playing it and then she just goes, yeah, turn that shit off.
Yeah, that is the risk. Yo, that is the risk that you run, like.
Yeah. But it works.
It's a cold world, but hopefully it never happens to me, so.
Well, then at least you know that maybe the tune needs a bit of work or whatever.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Oh, I could just imagine you're there. You're like, imagine you've made this new tune and you're gassing. You got this girl that you're kind of into. You want to like impress her a bit. Just like, don't tell her it's yours. You play it. And then she goes, all right, skip this fucking
tune. Yeah.
That'd be a good TikTok, you know.
Yeah.
But speaking of shit tunes, yeah. There's this thing going around, right? So Drake recently hopped on a track with another guy from Toronto, and I think the guy's name's like Smiley something. Right? Have you heard about this?
No, but I seen something about like he had a feature.
Have you heard this track? So
I'm a big Drake fan, so I don't. Why?
It's just recently dropped. I think it was on the Friday, just gone past. It's just dropped. So, but it's what?
It's called Over the Top.
Over the Top by what's the guy's name? Yeah, it is Smiley featuring Drake.
Go on, whack
right?
it up, whack it
what's
up.
What's it called? Over the what?
Over the Top.
So right. what's the problem with
and
it?
So the problem is, right, is that nobody, so they're saying that Smiley has fumbled the bag here because he's so bad, bro.
He had a once in a lifetime.
And Drake has jumped on the feature and Drake has done bits.
The thing is, yeah, Drake can't do anything but be Drake, right? He can't be okay. He can't be. He has to be the best. So this guy Smiley has to know that if you're gonna have the best of the best on your track, you have to be at least on that kind of wavelength. Yeah. Because then he's just gonna prove that you're nowhere near him.
Yeah, and
then
that's what he's done.
Yeah,
that's what he's done. Yeah. And everyone is mocking. Like, there's loads of these videos of everyone there. They're like, "Oh, what the fuck is this tune?" And then Drake's bit comes on, and he's bopping, and then it goes back to this Smiley guy, and they're just like, "Yeah."
But the thing is, it's a marketing thing. Like, I never heard of Smiley before. Would I have listened to Smiley if Drake wouldn't drop? Would we be chatting about it right now? No. So for him, it's just like to get him out there, probably.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. But I don't know. I feel like he has fumbled the bag in a sense, but in a weird way, because he is, so I don't want to say, so he hasn't had a good time on this track, right?
It's actually blown
him up way more than it might have done if he was okay
no
and
bad,
Drake was just sick.
No press is bad press.
Yeah. Right?
Like, do you reckon he jumps in the studio though and thought, yeah, fuck it. That shit's busting, man. Like, he's got his spat that he's like,
he's gone to his missus last night. I done so well in the booth just now,
I might just body Drake on the track.
No. Do you know, he's gone back and he's found that special girl and he's played the track and the girl's like, skip that. Yeah, and then she's heard Drake bit coming in. He's like, wait, hold on, rewind.
Smiley, you killed it, bro.
Oh my God, but yeah. If you could have one feature from anyone right now.
Yeah.
Anybody in the world, no budget, etc.
I think it'd be Chris Brown, man.
Chris Brown.
Yeah, I think it'd be, because I think Drake, what Drake's done is crazy. Like, obviously, he's like the GOAT, whatever. But Chris, like, he's like more of a party kind of vibe that I've gone through. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's done Beautiful People, which was like a summer complete banger with Benny. So like, he's just done bare stuff and he's a performer as well. Like, he's just, I feel like both of them really, like, both, whatever they touch, like, goes to gold. So like, I wouldn't be mad if.
You probably have. You heard Chris Brown's track with Jack Harlow.
Yeah.
Best friends.
That is such a bop.
I love that tune.
It's amazing.
It took a while to grow on me, but they sort of go like back and forth throughout it.
But I feel like Jack come out of nowhere. Cause I hadn't really heard of Jack Harlow. This time last year, I didn't really, you know what I mean? But now.
You ever come back and watch like his old music videos and he's got the glasses on?
Nah,
bro, he looked like, you know, nerdy kid from school, but he could just rap.
Right.
And he just kind of like made it, like, slapped it. Bangers.
Yeah,
what was the first banger?
What's popping?
Yeah.
TikTok blew that up.
Well, TikTok blows everything up these days.
It's just about numbers, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just about getting the numbers.
TikTok's a weird place though. It's like, because so many people try their best to make the thing blow up. You get a lot of people paying people to use their tunes or whatever, but I feel like TikTok's one of those where you can pay as many people as you want to use a track, but unless it's genuinely like an organic.
It does need to be good still.
Yeah.
It's same with like Wes Nelson had it as well.
His actually did.
What was his one?
I forget the track. Catch at the time as well.
But again, TikTok blew his up.
Yeah.
And again, it was a bit more of like an organic thing. I'm sure like labels and stuff had like put their piece into it.
Yeah, yeah.
But if TikTok didn't pick up on the way it did, it wouldn't have done nearly as well as he would have wanted. But
that one was like UK white girls. They loved that one.
Yeah, it was everywhere. Well, that's how Ardy as well. He sort of, again, on TikTok, he had that, he had the verse in the remix to Body.
And then yeah, that Oliver
and
Twist
that
one.
Bit just yeah, and that Oliver that Twist well. And TikTok just blowing people up, literally making people's careers here. Which
I'd like
sick.
To own, I'd like to have shares in TikTok.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would, to be honest, bro.
I'd like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the same way I would have liked to have shares in Apple like 20 years ago.
Yeah, that'd have been nice.
Yeah, exactly. But we got the new series of Love Island is on, and obviously yeah. that was. So you before Love Island, what did you do? What was your what was your thing?
I was a personal trainer, and I played football. So like football for me, it was like my first love. Like it was like
what position?
One of the center half.
Center half, okay, yeah.
So that's
yeah.
all I wanted to do, just be footballer, like just be a footballer, like constantly everyday training, gym,
yeah.
And then PT and kind of just coincided with that. It was fitness orientated, so it just kind of worked hand in hand. And then I just got asked by my manager, she was like, oh, because she's kind of into TV as well. Like she's got some.
We're not talking about your football manager here.
No.
The gaffer didn't come and say, oh, I've got an opportunity for you here, fella.
Yeah, off time. No, my manager B now actually, and Simon Webb. He like kind of scouted me in a way, and they were like, you know, would you do TV? And I was like, not really. I've been asked to do TOWIE and all the rest of it, but
oh really?
I play football, so I can't. I'm not really about that.
Yeah.
And then Love Island kind of got mentioned, and I was like, you know what? Like, fuck this, man. I'm single. Like, why would I not want to go into a villa full of fit women?
Yeah.
And it's during the off season of football. It's like a once in a lifetime opportunity. Like, fuck it. So I went for the interviews and kind of got through them, and next thing I know, I'm in the villa.
Really? Is it really? It doesn't happen that quick though. You make it sound like it happened like.
Yeah, like it takes 2-3 months to go through the stages and all the rest of it. But I knew I was going in from like 2 months before I actually went in, but I didn't know at what stage. So I thought. Well, I was told
that
I was going to be an original, right?
Yeah, so like from the get-go.
Yeah.
From the get-go.
So I knew I had to go a week before into lockdown.
Because they do that even like before Corona was
lockdown. Yeah,
right?
You go into a lockdown.
And so like no phones,
no laptop.
And you're just in a hotel?
Why is that?
For the originals and the people going in at the beginning, I think it's because, you know, they have to release that you're going in there.
Yeah.
And they don't want press to like find you, I suppose, or like just take pictures of you. They want all exclusivity waiting for the show, so they put you in lockdown and then release who you are.
So no one
sees you until you go in. And so I thought it was gonna be original, so I like quit my job. Like I was like, yeah, deuces,
yeah,
I'll bust out.
Right?
but then I got a call and I was like, yeah, Jack, you're not going in like just yet. And I'm like, well, okay, but then obviously I'm a PT, right? So I'm having to go to the gym to keep fit because I'm about to go on national TV.
Uh-huh.
So everyone's like, but I bullshit everyone. I was like, yeah, I'm going to South America on a photo shoot. Because I can't tell people the facts. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to South America on a photo shoot.
Must have thought you were chatting shit.
Oh yeah,
wait, you're not allowed to tell your mates in that,
bro. I told no one. Like I told my mum, my dad, my brother, not my uncle, not my cousins, not my auntie, no one. Because if it gets out, you can't go in.
I guess that's happened before then.
Yeah. So I was like, I can't run that risk.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I remember just having to go into the gym like every day, and people were like, oh yeah, like when you flying out? I was like, yeah, the director got caught up in Australia. So I've got to wait a week. Yeah, genuinely, that's just shit I was saying, it was jokes. And then I think people started clocking on, and then like people were like, you're definitely going on Love Island.
Oh really? People just had a hunch that
I'm not like my friends aren't stupid.
They've been
saying throughout like the whole year, oh, you should do Love Island. Like you'd be wicked on Love Island.
Uh-huh.
And then 2 weeks before the actual Love Island begins, I've quit work. Like it's a bit suspect.
Yeah.
So and then literally just I dipped out, and it's funny because I didn't tell one of my closest boys, and he called me, and I'm on the way from the airport to my lockdown hotel. Yeah, he's like, yeah, bro, do you want to come around for some food later? I'm like, bro, I can't really. I'm like, I'm just with my mum at the moment, just chilling with my mum. And he was like, oh, okay, cool, I'll see you tomorrow. And I was like, yes. Well, you'll see me tomorrow.
Yeah.
I won't see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
But no, it was a sick experience, man. I mean, lockdown, the hotel was an experience. Yeah, that was an experience. I was in a German hotel.
Yeah.
And I was on the ground floor, and the back of my garden was the entrance, like the entrance foyer to the hotel, and I knew that I was a customer more at this point, so I knew there was like five other guys that were going in,
yeah,
and I knew the five other guys and the six other girls were in my hotel,
yeah,
and you could only leave your room with a chaperone twice a day for food.
Mental. Bro,
it's nuts, bro. I had no laptop, I had no phone, like the TV was in German apart from one channel, but we'll talk about that in a second.
Okay.
And I remember every day, yeah, I was trying to push the leaves out the way at the bottom of my garden. Just I was trying to see what my competition was.
Yeah.
But I didn't see in the end. But it was a sick experience. And then I woke up and my TV was all like German.
Yeah.
But the only channel I had was ITV. What was Piers Morgan on? Good Morning Britain.
Good Morning Britain.
What channel was that? Do you know?
Fuck no.
I think it wasn't ITV.
I think it is ITV. And I was watching him every morning because that's the only one I could watch. And mm-hmm. he was going like just cussing out all the Love Islanders, like cussing out every single one. And I was sitting there going, bro, I'm about to be one of the Islanders that you're about to cuss out. I was like, oh my God. But no, it was sick.
That's funny.
It was sick.
So yeah, so you're in this hotel, and then you know, like in a week's time, and because Casa Amor, to anyone that doesn't or maybe doesn't really follow too much with Love Island, it's essentially like midway point through the show, right? Mm-hmm. It's about midway, and all the boys get put into a villa with a new set of girls, and all the girls, I think they just stay in the main villa, in the normal one, and a bunch of the new guys come in, and it's about like who's staying with who and whatnot. And they've just sort of gone into that phase this season.
It's like a test of faith, isn't it? Because like you've got a bunch of the boys who've already hooked up with the original girls, and then just send everyone away, and it's like, who's gonna? Here's a bunch of here's six.
A test of loyalty.
Here's six pengas just
like, going at him.
I hadn't heard that in time.
What are you gonna do?
Like
on the current show, we've got one man who's got a girlfriend with the magnetic bracelets, they put him in a new villa.
What's he doing?
Oh,
and then he sat there in the interview room like, yeah, I don't know. There's a couple here that are my type. I'm just sat there like, you fucked it.
I've got a question. You see how in these interviews, they're always spewing out the same sayings like, he's turned my head, my type on paper, all those things.
Yeah.
They must give you prompts to say that shit. There is no way that it comes to your head like that.
Have you ever used these terms?
Never in my life.
It's mad because like you walk into that villa and it's like suddenly like a spell is on you and you're just like, oh, mate, should I put all my eggs in one basket? I don't know, because my head is turned, but you know.
So wait, that just came off the top of your head.
I think you just, everyone's just, it's a weird one.
Yeah.
Like, because you do hear the words and the expressions being said a lot, and it's like they're plastered all over the walls a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So maybe just subconsciously, but yeah, I mean, it's I remember when I was in it, I tried to stay clear of it. Yeah. I tried to consciously stay clear of it because I was like, I don't want to be that guy.
You don't want to say that.
But I remember watching the show because obviously I was watching half before I went in for the second half.
Got you.
And on the terrace bit, there's like loads of pillows where the girls sit after they do their makeup or whatever, and the guys go up there sometimes. And every single time someone goes up there, someone just grabs a pillow. It's just natural. He just grabs a pillow. And Ian Sterling, like the commentator, just used to rinse everyone, right?
Yeah.
I remember I went in there and I was having a chat with Laura and I sat on the terrace and I grabbed the pillow. And in my head, I was thinking, Ian's definitely going to rinse you for this.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my days. But yeah, it was just really cool just walking in there like for the first time as well. Like that was the first time I've really got nervous about it. Because going up to there, like, up to that point, I was just like, this is just going to be vibes.
This is calm. And then the moment they're like, right, okay, you can walk in out. Because they got to film you walking in, right? A lot of people say, oh, look, it's staged. But they have to get certain shots with certain cameras and certain angles. So there's certain like bits like B-roll, stuff like that, which they will have to set up. But for the most part, would you say it's actually all relatively natural?
Yeah, it's like, very, very natural. I think like the bits that you're walking in, you might have to do that a couple of times because they got to get a specific shot. But
yeah.
When you're in there. Like it's really? Not. Can you run that again? Can you do that again? Like it's literally as it is.
You not ever think like you're sat there just talking to a bird and you're like, "Fuck me!" There's like 12 to 15 million people in UK just watching me.
I remember I was so you get a couple drinks a night, You get if you want beers, you get two beers, and an hour later you get another two. If you have wine, you get one glass of wine. Hour later, another glass of wine. Right.
Okay.
So I didn't eat that this particular night,
Not
because of any reason, I just didn't eat. And I was very aware, if I had drama coming my way, So I'm quite switched on. If I have drama, I don't drink anything because I want to know what I'm saying. Yeah. I want to know what's going on. Like, I know you can say something stupidly and like you bet your bottom dollar that's the one piece that's going to make national TV, right? Yeah. So yeah, I didn't want that fuck up. So when I knew I didn't have drama, I used to back my beers real quick, mm-hmm. yeah, just to get a little bit vibey. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So these times I'm not doing any drama and I've been asked to go to the beach hut. We have this one-on-one thing, yeah, and I'm sitting there, right, and I'm just slurring my words. Like, I'm just slurring. Like, I'm not banneting. Like, I'm just like, this is just jokes. Like, I'm just creasing, like, whatever. And then as I left, I was like, oh my days, I've just spoke to the whole nation. Peppered. I just completely forgot. I completely forgot what I was there for, and I just completely, well, I don't think I got aired, but yeah, it was just funny because you just forget that you just
there's so many people watching you.
I remember I was thinking, like, is anyone even watching this show anymore? Like, generally, that's what I generally said to the producer, like, are we still being watched? Like, they was like, you have no idea. And I was like, this is jokes. But yeah,
because you're not allowed to know what happens in the outside world, but like, at all. So obviously you don't have your phones or anything in there. And in terms of, so are the producers, are they knocking around the villa? Like, how does that, or are they on, like, is there like a perimeter? How does that work?
Yeah, so like the villa is like a lockdown. So like no one comes in, no one goes out.
Yeah.
But like there are producers, not in the villa, but there are producers around it.
Oh, okay.
And if you've got a problem or you want to talk about something, someone's always there 24/7 to chat to you about it. So you do chat to the producers throughout the day, but it's not a constant thing.
And would you just like ask them, like, yo, yeah, like, please, I'll slip you a fiver. I guess you don't even have a fiver to slip them, to be fair. No,
well, for an extra beer.
Yeah.
That'd be me, man.
The black market Love Island tuck shop.
No, they were just like, they would just say things like, how do you feel about Laura today?
Yeah,
you know,
they just want to
they just want to get a vibe.
They
like,
have to
understand what's going on in your head. So
whilst filming you, like, in the
No,
off camera.
Off camera a little bit. So they know roughly what's going on.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like, I had no idea about the World Cup because obviously the World Cup was in 2018 when I was in there.
Oh, so when we went to the semis?
Yeah, see? So I had no idea.
Did they not tell you?
Bro, nothing. I literally, because, like, you have no idea about anything, genuinely.
Wow.
Like, it's not a joke.
That's peak. They'd at least say, like, yo, for the boys.
No, we did.
Like, we're in the semis.
Yeah, just on because of that tannoy.
No, we did. We tried. I said, like, yo, obviously fucking tell me. Like, what are we doing? Like, are we in? Are we out? Like, what the fuck? And they're like, Jack, I can't tell you, mate. I'm like, you wanker. Like, tell me. Like, I'm a kid. I'm playing football all my life. Uh-huh. We get to, like, we're in the finals. Like, if you're in the finals, I need to know we're in the finals. But, I mean, like, the producer, one of them come in and it was wearing the England top and it was kind of like late July, I think. So I was like,
What, you're piecing it together?
Like, something's going on. But
Detective Jack on
you
the
can't,
case.
You can't find out, man. It's so crazy. Yeah. It's so crazy. But, yeah,
on the new show, because obviously we went to the final of a new one. Did they not tell? I swear I saw something about the current contestants finding out that we were in the final. Or am I wrong on that?
Yeah, no, I think they did get told that we were in the final, and they were allowed to watch the final.
Oh, were they?
Well, I think because
mate, could you imagine how pissed you would be if you are in there and they just come like, oh yeah, by the way, like we won the final. You'd be there like, I've just missed out on watching my country.
But to be fair, watching the final in the Love Island villa would be a banger.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah,
they should have done it, but. Yeah, so I think that, but maybe you'd like to think for the World Cup final in 2018, had we beat Croatia and we'd gone to the final, you'd like to think that
they
would have shown it.
I genuinely think they would have let us. Yeah. Like,
that's a national thing.
Because my old man,
my
dad, my brother, my mum would have been belling up the producers going, like, my son needs to watch the fucking final.
He needs
like,
to watch it.
You can't take that away from you. So literally, once a lifetime.
Got your mum turning up at the fucking
game. Knocking on the villa, like, let him watch the game. You don't get bored in there. I'd be fucking bored out my tits, bro.
Like, you just lot come back from Ibiza, right? In a villa. Like, it's the same fucking thing, man.
But we're blasting music, we're getting pissed, we're drinking.
All right, so we can't do that.
Yeah.
But I was getting, like, condoms and filling it with water and just dashing it at people's heads.
Okay,
yeah,
so
I was
you
just
can
doing
do stuff
shit.
Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was just doing dumb shit. Man. Like, you can't get drunk and you know, you can't just, like, probably be smashing birds everywhere.
Yeah,
but, like, you just have a good time. Like, it's just... You're on holiday.
Do you reckon? So there's another show you probably heard of it. It's called Too Hot to Handle. And their whole thing in there is that you're not supposed to smash. But they do show a lot more than what Love Island tends to show in terms of, like, when they do break that rule. Like, this one girl, she was playing with herself, in front of a guy, legs open.
Oh,
like
you told
that.
Me this. You told me
I told you the story. Yeah, she's playing with herself.
Wait. We're nutting on.
Nothing on here. Well, no, nothing on, right? And they're in a bedroom, and all they've done is put an emoji over her crotch. That was it, right? And it was into it, and so my reaction was the same thing, but I just want to know, like, in Love Island.
That's wild.
There must have been people just, like, bro, shagging all the time.
Because
there's nothing
bang.
Else to do,
you're
bro.
Not
you
allowed
have
to. Bang.
To
in
no,
Love Island.
No, you're allowed to. You're allowed to.
You are allowed to bang.
Yeah. Oh. Did you bang in there?
Oh, he slipped it in.
It's the rum and
that's,
coke.
That's,
rum and
that's
coke,
all we needed, bro. That's all we needed. Manager stood up. She's quite swing.
At some point, it was like, everyone.
Because it's boredom, bro. You're in there.
There were people, there was you know, a lot of DBS meetings.
What was DBS mean?
So DBS is like what we used to talk about. So DBS meeting is something that the boys made up to talk about what level of fondling there were.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You couldn't DBS just be out there going, yeah, I mean, did this and that. So we had to do it on a level. But no, there were people that, you know, there was sex.
Of course.
But the thing is, the year before me, they used to air the sex.
Yeah, well, right? That was the thing.
But my year was the first year they don't air the sex. So, you know, we knew that we could get it on without actually getting it on TV.
Okay.
So, you know, not mention names, but, you know, some people were getting rattled.
Really?
But
you all share one room. Did they just not give a shit?
Well, you know, I gave a shit. So, know what I'm saying? I was quite
respectful about it.
You know what I mean? But, you know,
some. You got the outdoors, man.
Huh?
What, you just outdoors.
Go outside and be like, let's take.
Wrap them up in a hammock.
Got them over the fire pit. But I was going to say, like, you just got to get creative.
You're just racking her up. She's like, I got a text.
Yeah. No, it was like V-Fest, man. Like, everyone was like tense, you know, like under the covers.
Yeah.
It was like a festival, bro. But you just,
you man. Must hear, how do you even?
You hear everything, man.
You hear everything.
Shit.
Or just like the fake
I'm like, I remember just one time, it got to the point, it was so peak. I literally just sat up and said, yo.
Shut the fuck up.
I was just like, do your thing, but just allow it.
Please.
Like, and the thing is, like, there's bare cameras in the room, right? So you know when something's going on because you just see cameras just go.
Oh, really?
Did it make that mad noise when it moved?
No, they don't. I did that.
But you can see. That's so interesting, you know. I find that stuff like, because it's like extreme, like Big Brother. Did anyone ever pork on Big Brother? I don't know if they porked on Big Brother.
Catch me hovering over them, like, you're right there.
Yeah. But they got people on watch. Like, was there security and stuff? And say, was there ever a scrap? Did you ever scrap?
Yeah. I need this. I didn't. No one scrapped. Because okay. So there's something really pissed me off, right? But I thought, on the outside world, it would be a scrap. But I thought, we're not on the outside world. We've got millions of people watching. So I have to conduct myself civil, in a certain way. Yeah. So I was just like, you know what, fuck this. I had to step outside the villa for 2 minutes. I was like, listen, I need to calm down because otherwise I'm probably going to get kicked out.
So
I can't run that. I can't run the risk. So I just went back into the villa after calming down a little bit and I sat down and I called the guy over and I said, like, we got to talk. And then the only way you can really win an argument is just by words. Because if you start shouting and you start swearing, like, you come across
it's
a little
an L, bit, isn't it?
You look like a donut. So I just had to sit him down, tell him about himself, and just said, like, you're waste man, innit? So, like, don't chat to me. And that was that. And then when I come out the villa, people were like, the way you dealt with that was sick. So I was like, oh, long term, bro.
Yeah, so it actually worked out.
It worked out well. But I know the producers are like, Jack, is that all you feel?
They tried it.
I was like, I know what you're doing. Like, I know what you're on. I know you want me to go and just slam dunk him in the pool. But obviously not. But
that was good. To be able to keep that self-appreciation, because I almost feel like you would go a little bit, like, not nuts, because that's not the right word, but just like you would just get a bit tired of like the same repetitive things. So you would probably end up finding yourself doing things that you wouldn't do usually.
Oh, bro. I remember I went in there, like I said, halfway, and I found myself by week three, I felt myself going a bit weird. And Wes and Josh, I was watching them, and some of the, like, it's weird little things, but like they would just be doing things a little bit weird. But it's just because they've been in there like double the time that I kind of was. They had no contact with anyone apart from these eight people that we're living with. And like, you do just go a slight little bit strange.
Yeah. So how long were you in there then? Because you went in for like day 20.
Oh man, I was there for 4 weeks.
So you were in there.
I was in lockdown for a week.
Yeah, so the whole process was 5 weeks, but
then like if you look at the OGs like Wes and Danny and all that, yeah, who was there to the final, they was in there for like nearly nine, because the show is 8.
Mate, that is a long time.
So it's a long time, and it's a long time, and you got not the same food, but like it's not. There's no real variety.
Why do they never show dinner?
Because you ain't gonna want to watch us eat dinner.
Nah, but they
do you not chat? Like, do you not?
Yeah, but they yeah.
So how does that work then?
Right. So like dinner time, okay, cool. Like lunchtime, cool. Producers come in, stop filming. Producers now will bring the foods in, and you sit at the dinner table, and they will sit themselves around you, so you can't talk about anything relative, right? Because they want to catch all that on camera.
Oh, right? Wow.
But me being me, I used to flirt the most, because I worked out very early on that the girls are more relaxed when there's no cameras, right? And everyone just kind of switches off a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So I remember I was chatting to Laura, original Laura at the time, yeah. And to be fair, Surfer Laura.
Is this Scottish?
So Scottish Laura.
Yeah,
is the first
I remember
one.
Her. Yeah.
And she sat there, and you know, I was making sure that she had her dinner. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I cleaned
up
her food.
A gentleman.
And I made sure she sat right next to me. Do you know what I mean? And I was just chatting about, so, well, you know, how you doing? You know, just doing you know, lyrics. I was giving her bare lyrics.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, so, you know, how are you? You know, how are you doing? You know, like, how
enough
do you,
about me.
Yeah,
how about
you? How are you doing? And then like the producers would be like, Jack, shut the fuck up. We know what you're doing. But like, you know, I used to just get around it, and I used to just try and flirt, like little footsie underneath the table and shit, you know?
Just the small things that count.
Yeah, listen, the funniest thing is like, you'll never see so many guys make a girl coffee, like in Love Island. Like it's every day. Do you want a coffee? Do you want a tea?
Yeah.
Do you want an iced coffee? Like, cause it's just little things that you do that you know, class is flirting. But yeah, when it was lunchtime, cause you're not gonna wanna see us eating dinner. Like it's not that deep. For me, I was just lotioning. I was lotioning all throughout that lunch and dinner team. Yeah, I was you know, getting it on.
So you come in halfway through.
Yeah.
And would they tell you off if you said, oh, by the way, in the outside world, everyone fucking hates.
Yeah. I mean,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did you ever play your cards? Because you knew who the public, I know you were a week, you essentially had a week where you didn't know, I guess. But you definitely had a week.
I knew more than the rest in there.
You knew, and did you ever be like, yo, Josh, where's, yo.
Yeah. No, like they like you get to a point when someone else comes in, you're like, how we doing? Like,
yeah.
Like,
that's
like,
how
we doing? Like, is the socials popping? Am I live?
Are the socials popping? How many followers?
Yeah, no, but like you do, like you're like, because I remember, the funniest thing is, yeah, I remember I was in there, my boy Callum, he was the one who was looking after my socials. And I remember one of the guys that come in was like, Jack, your socials are like the funniest, because he was like, whoever's looking after your socials, like, is doing a real good job. Uh-huh. And bless him, he told me after, but he was like, he used to stay up to watch the ITV2, like the replay of it, and then screen record all the funny bits, and then edit it, and then put it on my Insta.
Legend.
So, like, so I niced him afterwards, because like, to be fair, like without him, I probably wouldn't have had the following that I come out to, because the engagement was sick. But yeah, you do ask a few things, like, you know, is everyone okay? Like, what's going on at home? Do you know what I mean? Like, because I remember I said to the producers, yeah, I was like, because my mum and dad work in London. I was like, if there's a terrorist attack, yeah, you're gonna tell me, innit?
It got to the point.
I was like, if there is a madness, yeah, you've got to tell me, innit? I was worried, and they was like, of course we'd tell you, but yeah, because you really don't know. And the producers, you know, they're very on top of things. Like, you can't talk about certain things. Like I said something here, which is fun. I thought it was quite funny, and the producers thought it was quite funny. But basically what happened was the babies come in, right? So you have to look after little babies, plastic dolls.
Oh yeah,
right?
I remember
it's not,
that.
It's not,
yeah.
It's not a real baby.
You have to look after a baby in the villa.
Yeah. They give you one, they're like, this is yours to take up with your couple, whoever you're coupled up with.
And you have to look after the baby.
But
baby
it starts
cries.
Crying and stuff,
yeah, the baby
right?
cries, yeah. You got to feed it.
Really?
It's to see if you're compatible and all this shit.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So like, I'm with my baby, yeah. So I'm doing my thing, right? Rocking the baby, right? And then I see Wes, I see Jack Fincham, and I see Josh sitting down with their babies, right? Right? So I've come up behind him. I've gone, oh, right, looks like an Oreo. Right? Because but obviously on a joke thing, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
I'm looking like, oh, he looks like, and everyone cracked up, like all the boys cracked up, all the girls, I cracked up, like producers cracked. But then I got pumped, it's called pumped. It's like, you have to go to the beach.
Got to tell
enough. Yeah. So I had to go there. And the producer was like, we know that you're joking here, yeah? And it's very, quite funny, but you just don't say that because we can't air it. Because you know there's going to be some people out there going to take it the wrong way.
100%.
But I know in my heart, I literally just said it as a joke thing, and everyone was creasing. But yeah, I mean, you're quite free to say.
So what you get is called getting pumped.
Yeah, you get pumped. It's a pump.
It's a pump. Okay. It's a pump.
Why is it called that, man? That sounds bad, dodgy. Bit fruity, you know.
Oh, I got pumped last night. For that mad statement. That's because I always wonder that there's so much stuff that they don't show. Did you, when you got out, did you go and rewatch the show at all?
No, I still haven't.
I wouldn't rewatch it either. Like,
I don't know, man.
Just to see what they did and didn't put in, because I think that would annoy me, you know, especially if there was a bit of like drama or whatever. Just to see that, like, have they finessed me? Have I looked? You do know what I mean?
Because they choose. I wouldn't watch it.
You won't watch it.
There's like movie stars that don't watch any of their own movies.
Yeah,
who is that? There's quite a few as well. Like big time ones.
I can get that. I can understand that. I mean, like, I watched, like, the main bit really, I think, was the Kissgate thing when Georgia kissed me.
Yeah.
But I knew what happened because I was there. Yeah. First of all. But, like, I knew, you know, that people were believing me because everyone was like, obviously, Jack didn't kiss her, all the rest of it. But no, I haven't really gone back and watched anything really. I watched, like, one of the challenges because it was absolutely jokes. But, like, I just haven't.
Just haven't.
Not really.
Because that's something that I would always think about is like, have they, because they want to create the most entertaining show, right? And they just want to maybe not necessarily twist it to make someone look like a bad person, but they can certainly exaggerate things.
Yeah.
100%. And do you still watch like the show at all, like now, or you probably keep up with it?
At the moment, no, I haven't got time.
Well, I'll let you know, you haven't missed anything this season. People in there are fucking dry, like really dry. Except for one guy who I like, who has a foot fetish. He's kind of funny. He just like it's so bizarre, right? So
oh, my man has just got engaged or something. He's got his girlfriend now or something.
He's got a girlfriend. His name's Jake. He's Lydia.
The big stocky dunk.
Yeah, like the short wham guy.
What, he likes feet?
Yeah, no. So what happened was this hilarious clip, right? It's right. I think it's episode one or episode two, and he's there like one of the challenges was to suck one of the other guys was to suck one of the other girl's toes,
right?
And so you know how they all have like their phone or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways, the way he's, so they're like, okay, X suck Y's toe. And then he's there like, yeah, do it, blah, blah, blah. And then you can just see in the corner of the frame, he's there with this phone here like this. I swear to God, he's taking a picture of them doing it.
Whose phone is it?
I don't, I guess they get
phones,
given one.
Yeah, you get internal phones. You can only chat to each other. And there's no time frame on it. There's no time on it.
Mm.
So you can't even see the time. You can't get on the internet. There's no Instagram. Like, it's just there.
Yeah. So anyways, he's done that. And then recently in this Casa Amor one, one of his boys got dared to suck the toes of thingies, and you just see him, bro. He's like this. He pulls up. He's like, yeah. He's getting well into it. No one else is into it like this. And everyone's there like, Jake, mate, you are on an absolute mad one. Fair play to the guy, bro. He's embracing it, doing his thing.
He loves a little
but
toe,
it was just
man.
So funny. Toe. It's so funny. In terms of this year, other than that, they just had like the Casa Amor stuff. How tempting do you reckon it is? Like, I know you were one to come in, but if you reckon you were already there, right, and a bunch of girls had walked in, do you truly believe? Because this is the big thing for me. And when I first started watching Love Island, I was always there like, how the fuck are these people so invested in other people in a matter of 3 days or whatever? But then I think they've got nothing else going on. Yeah. It's the only thing they think about. And is that the reason why people get so into it?
Yeah, like, well, yeah. I mean, like, say for example, you see a fit girl and you're chilling with her every minute of every day. You've got no other option, right? And you're also sharing a bed.
Yeah, which is nuts.
And you're also—
By the way, that is a stroke of master
bro,
class.
Bro, I just go toilet and stroke it out. Like, it's gotta be done.
By the way, hella dog must have just stroked
it
out.
You're not allowed, like, you're not allowed.
That's cat. Well, yeah. That has to be cat.
Yourself cannot go toilet.
I mean, like,
so you're doing no nut for 2 months.
Well, obviously,
If you're having sex with a girl, whatever, that's different. But theoretically, if you didn't
clap cheeks
in the 9 weeks or whatever that you're there,
you're doing no.
It's not no nut November. Nut November on extreme difficulty mode because that's all you're doing.
Bro, if I got the 30 days, I could do that shit with my mind. Just think so
start
hard.
Start levitating by the end of it.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean,
they don't let, like, bro, even if you're there, like, yo, I'm good. Like, you go in, like, I'd go insane.
game. Yeah, I would go and sit. It wouldn't be fun.
But like, you got to remember, like, girls, how we feel as well, girls are feeling. Yeah. Like, we're not, it's not, girls
no,
are.
No, yeah.
Get me? So like girls have the same urges. I mean, and you know, things do happen under the sheets, but.
Yeah.
Back to your thing about how does it happen so quickly within 3 days you fall in love. Like, it, obviously, you have to take it with a pinch of salt, but if the girl is outrageously good looking and you're with her every day and all day, every day, you're looking at her in a bikini and like you're chatting to her and you're in the bed with her, like,
how is there not? You do start thinking,
like, because you've got no one else in there to like kind of vibe to. You know what I mean? So you just, that girl is literally just,
that's it.
Like, I mean, and then. You know, the producers are pushing you this way and pushing you that way to do this and do that. And yeah, everyone's, it's all lovey-dovey in the air. And
you reckon you could do it, Chip?
Nah.
You reckon you could do something like Love Island?
I don't think so. I don't think I've got the build.
Okay, but what if they did? What if they did like a clap Love Island? You me and Chip just rock up on clap Love Island, yeah?
What, me and you just
me
there,
and you like, rock up there, back off the t-shirts, yeah?
Man said a clap Love Island.
I swear to God, Chip, I reckon you would do, like, your chat is
crazy,
so good.
Man. I'll be a star of the show, honestly. I'll come out with it, I'll be like, yeah, mum, is the socials popping?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we're doing good.
Listen, I remember one time, yeah, and this was the scene where everyone had left the villa and we was going to another villa for a villa party, right? Okay. Still part of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a different villa for this part, for this episode, right? And bless her, it was when Caroline come in on a boat and it was like a big thing and she come in and it was an eviction, right? So we didn't know this. It was a mad surprise, right? Yeah. It was a mad surprise.
So you thought you were going there for a party?
We thought vibes, you know, random, but we'll go with it, right? Yeah. And that was the first time, obviously, we're now out of the villa. Like, it was like a 20-minute drive. So we're looking at people, just random people, it was great. And then the residents of where we were now filming had clocked on to what was being filmed there.
Oh, does that make sense? Yes.
So so the locals thought it was Big Brother. They didn't know about Love Island.
Okay.
Right, they just thought it was Big Brother.
Yeah.
But people had now found out where we were filming this particular bit, and they had congregated. People were standing on top of the flats, on top of the roofs, out of the windows, people had binoculars. It was nuts. And
what?
Bro, it was insane. And there was like an arch from the entrance to our van.
Yeah.
All blacked out. So no one could actually take pictures of us. Cause there was people trying to take pictures, people trying to take videos.
Yeah.
And like, for me, that's really fucking strange, right?
You've just been playing football your whole life.
Bro,
and
I'm a local guy from East London, played football my life, gone to this TV show. Now people want to take videos and pictures and I've got something to cover me so no one can see me. Like, it's really strange. Anyway, so I'm now into this villa, like, pool party scene, and it was really, really hot. And we had a little lunch break there, right? So I'm now just sitting down on top of, I'm actually standing on top of a balcony inside the villa, and there's like local girls that were had brought in to do like the waitering, like waitressing part of the shoot. And this girl's got a phone. Yeah, she's got a phone. And I haven't seen a phone for like 5 weeks, right? So I'm like, yo.
Is that the new iPhone?
Yo, no, fuck that. I said, yo, go on my Instagram, right?
Yeah.
I said, go on my Instagram. She's like, what is it? And she's like, what is it? And I'm going, _ Jack Fowler _. And she's like, okay. So she's tapping away, yeah? And I'm looking down and like, there's like, where's Josh and all the other crew around me? And I've got to be bare, like, discreet, right? Because I could probably get kicked out for the dish.
Yeah.
So I'm like this, and she's holding her phone like this, yeah? And I'm like, no, tilt it upwards. So now she's doing this.
Oh, right?
So
fucking hell, see it.
And all I can see, I was like, I just went, oh my days. I went, oh my days. And I was like, I've got a blue tick.
I've got
700,000 followers. I'm like, there's Instagram pictures on my gram that I have no idea about. Like, I was just bugging out. And like, all the boys are like, why, what's going on? What's happened? Like, producers run over, what's happened? I'm like, nothing, like, nah. Like,
you had to play it off.
Just had to play it off. I was just like, nah, nothing. Not, cause I'm also microphoned up.
Yeah.
So if I start talking to the boys in the low key thing, they'll hear it and I'll be fucked. But that in itself was a mad moment, because I was just like, bro, like, what? Like, what? Do you know what I mean? I was just crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That is. Crazy. Yeah. And so you went to that eviction house, people get evicted from there. Yeah. Were you ever genuinely gutted that someone left? Or was it all just like, because you, do you know what I mean? Like,
was I really gutted?
Nah, you can't be.
Was I really gutted? I think I was a bit upset
Nothing really point. No, nothing's really slapping me in
that
the face
means
right
you
now.
Probably weren't really that good. You know?
I think the boys that I connected really well were there till the very end. So I was the one who left.
So they stayed.
Do you know what I mean? So, but yeah, there was like people come and left, but I never really had that mad connection with them. But because I knew, like, I mean, you're not dying, bro. I'm probably gonna see you in like 3 weeks.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying? So like,
sure.
But it was just it was sad at the time because you know we was on this journey together and it was it was fun while it lasted.
Emotional.
But
5 minutes later. Nice girl in a bikini walks past and it's like, yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, fuck this.
Who the fuck is that guy?
It's so funny. But like, when their like girlfriend leaves or your other half gets voted off or the person they didn't want to do, and they're sobbing like, oh, I'm going to leave with you. And everyone's thinking, nobody fucking leaves with them. I think I've only ever seen one person like actually go.
Rackard, yeah.
Was it
his girl left and he was like, you know what, bun this, I'm gone. Yeah. And then producers were like,
wait, what?
Oh shit!
Wait, what?
We didn't expect that.
Are they still together? No, he fumbled. Yeah. Anyone still? Obviously, you got
Alex and Olivia.
Wait, you saying that Don left the show?
Yeah, because
his missus left the show.
Yeah. No, his missus left.
His girl got evicted, like, dumped from the villa, and then he was like, you know what? I'm actually done with this. I'm gonna leave with her. And but like literally no planning, nothing. He literally just went, I'm gone.
I hope he stayed with her.
He did, for a year.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. He did, but then like these things.
But I think in hindsight, he was probably a big L because
he
could have secured a bigger bag.
Yeah,
for sure.
Fuck, man.
That's what I mean. Like once you come out of this, what was it like coming out when you got out? Was it just crazy. Like you must have just been there?
It was like the closest thing is stepping into another world.
Really,
it's nuts. It's like you can't. There's nothing. There's actually nothing that exec producers or anything could have ever like said to me to prepare me for this. Like.
Yeah,
we're just stepping out into like stardom.
Bro, it was nuts. I couldn't like just walking, like couldn't do anything. Couldn't walk down the street, couldn't go Tesco, couldn't go cinema,
and
couldn't go Westfield.
Are we talking like paparazzi there or like mixture of that?
Yeah,
fans.
And fans. Yeah, mixtures. And it was like weird because I'd come home and like I'd be at my mum's and my mum would be like, yeah, you might be all like outside, but like do the washing up. Which in hindsight was the best thing because it was like it made me grounded more. Do you know what I mean? It was like, yeah, wicked, like you're out there and PAs and it's like girls and clubs and whatever, but like when you're in the family, you're still Jack.
You're still the son.
And
you're
I love,
brother,
yeah, and I'm the youngest son as well, so I like that. Do you know what I mean? I like the fact that it was kind of just, you know, you're doing your thing out there, but when you come home, you're home.
Yeah,
which has helped me.
Did you ever have people turn up to your gaff outside the gaff to find out where you live?
I had people like try and find out. I think one like a couple of times been followed.
Yeah.
Really? So I just made sure I got dropped off at the other road and just walked the long way around the block.
Yeah.
That's mad, to be fair.
Yeah.
I know, because I've always said that about the thing with like Love Island is the way you go in there as a regular person, but then you come out and like you said, nobody can prepare you. No matter what they say to you, you have gone from zero. It's like the very few circumstances where you will genuinely go from 0 to 100 in a month. There is not really any other platform that
not
will
really.
Accelerate someone
that.
Front of the camera like that. And I've always said that it must be quite tough to deal with though as well. Like at the beginning, the first few months, maybe the first 6 months, you're there like, this is the sickest thing ever.
Yeah.
But then it must get to a point where you're like, I'm a little bit tired of a lot of the shit that goes on comes with this.
I think so I got dumped on the Tuesday. I went back into lockdown on the Wednesday because it got aired on the Thursday.
Right.
So no, hang on. I got dumped on the Tuesday. I went back into lockdown. I come home on the Thursday because it got aired on the Wednesday. So whatever happens today, it gets aired tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right. So I got dumped on the Tuesday, aired Wednesday.
That's
I come
a quick
on Thursday.
Turnaround. I wish my editor worked that quick, man.
Yeah. So I was home on Thursday and I had to fly back out to Mallorca on the Sunday because I was the last person to be dumped before the final, and the last after sun on the Sunday is always outside the villa. It's never in London, right? So I had to go to Mallorca again. So the 2 days, 3 days I was in London between coming home and going back out, I swear to God, I felt like Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
I could not leave my house. I went to a restaurant with my family and Laura, who I left with, walked into the restaurant and I just remember like it was just a sea of white light as I walked through the restaurant. Like people just recorded me on flash.
No shame.
Like no shame, bro. Like no shame. And I'm sat down And I can normally eat, right? So I got my chicken sheesh and whatever. I had two cubes of this chicken and I was like, I can't physically eat. I'm so anxious. Like, yeah. I feel so tense and tight.
Because you feel like 1,000 eyes on
it's
you,
crazy.
Right?
It's crazy. Yeah. And I said to my dad, I said, like, I need to step outside, get some air. So I stepped outside, got some air. And then there's cars driving past, bibbing, turning around, coming up, stopping off to get out and take a picture. And I was like, Dad, I feel like a zoo.
Yeah.
I feel like a zoo. And it's because like 2 months before that, that was just my local Turkish. Like I used to go in there and just eat.
No problem.
It was nuts. I went to Westfield. I went to Westfield, right?
Never go Westfield.
I was not so naive. Like I went to Westfield.
Yeah.
Complete lock off, like security had to run over and take me out some next exit. It's okay now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Now it's all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like that first year, like it was nuts. Like, it was really, really like you'd had to adapt to it real quick. And I think people who don't adapt to it can sometimes fall off a little bit mentally.
Yeah.
But like you need to have the people around you to like keep you grounded because like you're so far like gone so quickly. Do you know what I mean? Like 0 to 100. And you have to be aware, like it's not gonna last forever.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? People sometimes think it's gonna last forever. The money's always gonna come in forever. Like people just naively think that. But you have to realize that you're on an escalator thing, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's gonna be another Love Island.
Well, I think there's definitely people that have been smart enough to like diversify. They've taken what they've done from on there and their sort of following they got off there. You got people like yourself, you're doing stuff. Whether that be the modeling stuff, now obviously doing music as well, that's been going on. And then not only that, but you know, you do stuff like the Foot Asylum, catching you on stuff there.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get some of the other people, Josh Denzel as well. Yeah. He went doing like more of a presenting style thing, but it's about taking that and like pushing it. Whereas you find a lot of people that don't necessarily go and venture out into these other things.
Yeah.
That's when you see that hard fall off. And that's where I think that it can be really mentally taxing on people is because, you know, they had this.
Yeah.
And now it's back to this. And they're thinking, how the fuck has it got all the way back to this?
Yeah.
So.
Gotta play your cards right the second you get out of it.
Yeah, man. But it's impossible, bro. Yeah, there's probably about 1,000.
Yeah. So much shit going on. But like, if you got to, like you already said, like, if you got the right people around you, you can figure out a plan and, you know, keep that shit going and maybe go into like a different.
You'll get some people say, Jack, man, like, why are you doing music now? You should have stayed. You know, you can't do music. You're Love Islander. I'm like, bro, like, shut the fuck up, man.
Yeah.
Because like, if I've always loved music and I always liked music, who are you to tell me otherwise?
You can do whatever you want, though.
Exactly, bro. And I'm not someone who's just gonna stay in one lane just because you tell me to. Like, what the fuck? If I want to do something and I've got a chance of being successful, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
Whether or not you're there to support me or not, I'm still gonna do it. And the thing is, the last week with Foolish coming out, like the amount of love I've had has been so sick. Bear in mind, like lockdown, do you know what I mean? Like no one's been able to work the way they've been able to work before. So doing this, it's made me realize, oh shit, like I do have a lot of support.
Yeah.
So like, of course you get the odd donut, like saying shit, but I literally, I couldn't give a fuck.
But ultimately it's like, if you didn't have those people giving you shit, then I would argue probably not doing well enough.
Yeah.
Like it's one of those things that unless people are giving you shit for what you're doing, then it's not big enough yet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like if you're constantly surrounded by love and support, then I promise you your shit has not popped off yet because when you do pop off, then you'll have plenty of people telling you your shit or whatever. Prime example for me is someone like JJ, like KSI.
Uh-huh.
He was doing loads, like when he first started his music journey, like it was relentless. And it's safe to say, you know, for the first few years even with him, like you were there like, okay, the music's not there, but he had such passion for it. He kept going and going and going. And he's one of the really interesting cases because a lot of these artists, they don't actually have the big, you can see their early stuff, but they were already quite good at the early stuff. You can actually see an artist develop from pretty shit music all the way to where he is now, where he's just got a number one album in the UK, which is absolutely nuts. Crazy. But it just goes to show that it's like, if you're hating on someone now, you could just watch their progression because of the internet. You can now watch their progression and in a year's, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years time, they might have a number one album, number one single, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
But it's about sticking to it. It's very easy just to get a few comments, get a few messages saying, oh, give it up. Like you suck. XYZ is better than most people would give up. But it's the people that sort of manage to get through that end up sticking with it and are ultimately succeeding. So
that's literally
especially the music industry. Like the music industry is fucking brutal, man. that they'll build you up and just break you down so quickly. So it's about having to sort of battle through that, which I always find really interesting. But how have you found like life since Love Island? Obviously you've gone into the music stuff. Is that where you find most of your passion now sitting, in the music side of things? Is there other stuff that you're focused on as well?
So during lockdown, well, just before lockdown, I was quite unwell. I had meningitis and then had something else as well. So like the last, I'd say year and 6 months, has just been fucking peak. Like for everyone anyway, because of Corona, but I just had a-
Wait, what is meningitis?
Meningitis, viral meningitis. It's an infection in the brain fluid. You can die. You can lose your memory, your eyesight, your limbs. Yeah, but I was just like, mad.
So lucky. You had an extra shit. Yeah, it year
was.
And 6 months.
Yeah, it was very, very peak.
Yeah.
But I ended up just coming, getting better throughout lockdown, and then thought like, I can't just sit down and play PS5 for a year. Like, and I'll watch Netflix. Not? I probably could. Yeah.
Now, this is can living proof not? Of you no, can.
I'm pretty sure you can, bro. Don't worry about it.
You can. PlayStation, if you want to sponsor me, you can.
Yeah, legit.
But like, I was just like, I need to come out of here with something to show for my time, right? So I literally just went on Google. I bought myself a pair of DJ decks.
Yeah. Sick.
And I just started spinning. I was just on YouTube every day spinning and learning. And then I started talking to some of my friends who DJ, and they started giving me lessons online. And when I could, I'd go around and chat to them and learn. So now I can DJ. Like, and I've done my first gig. I've done a few gigs now.
DJing, by the way, I just want to say, I used to slander DJs. Yeah, I used to think they would rock up, press play, and that was at... bro, one time I was around a friend's house and he was DJing. I was like, let me get like a little go on this. It's so fucking hard.
Bro, when you look at the shit, there's like buttons all over the gas.
Yeah, and
bro.
But I always thought it was just waffle. Like, you know how they're sitting there, they're doing this. I'm thinking, you're just doing that for the sake of doing it for the fucking cameras.
Yeah.
I know you're not doing anything. And I rocked up and it's so difficult. No, it's so nice. People need to put some respect on DJ's names.
It's hard. And my friend Max Denham, he is like, I've been learning from him. And I have a friend called O'Neill, and both of them, are like, I can't just drop them. I've been working with Nigel, my boy Nigel. Like, there's so many DJs I've been working
with. Wait, is that the producer, Nigel?
No.
Wait, what's his name? What's the name? Oh, there's a producer that's got a tag at the beginning, and it sounds like that anyway. So I might have
thought. I don't know.
But then, like, I've been learning, and they are so dope at it. And I'm just like, if I'm just like 1%, like, as good as you, I'd actually be wavy. So sick. But I'm getting there. And that's
but you
the
did
thing.
A
like,
gig?
I did my gigs, man. I've been doing my gigs and like practicing and just enjoying it. Like, it's nervous, like shit. You're like, I'm the crowd controller. And I don't mind
crowd
that.
Crowd controller.
I don't mind that, because naturally, like when I do my personal appearances in clubs, like, I'm booked just to stand there and take pictures with like girls and whatever. But I always get on the microphone, or always jump on the stage if there's a stage. Like, and the bookers love it. Like, they're getting like a show. Yeah. And they ain't paid for that shit, I naturally enjoy it. So being in front of the camera and performing, like, for me, has always been something that I'm very, very comfortable doing. But just doing it behind the decks is like, it's like just a different dynamic. But I'm also equally enjoying it and excited about it. But I'm just now glad that this single's dropped, and hopefully clubs, bookings, and festivals and shit will be back
Bro,
on.
100%. That would be sick, because the festivals are finally coming back.
Yeah, there was a couple in the weekend.
You planning on going to any? You got any booked, or are you just waiting to see what actually happens? Because I swear, like, they keep getting cancelled.
Just waiting for you to book your tickets, bro.
And then I'll message you. Yeah. That's it. No, I think there's a couple that we'll probably try and go to at least, but.
Wait, they're doing all the UK ones coming back? Is that?
Wireless is back, innit?
Wireless is back.
But it's in freaking Crystal Palace.
Have you seen about like this? There is going to be some.
I've seen what it is,
the problems are
going
to happen.
Of a couple
I'm
of,
not going.
Yeah.
It's such a bop. Go. Not even because of trouble. It's far.
Yeah. It's down by Crystal Palace.
It's
right?
South. Like, it's long. I think it's Crystal Palace. For me, anyway. I don't know what you guys do, but it's long.
We're at East London as well.
Yeah, it's long. And like, normally it's, where is it? Finsbury Park? Where is it?
Yeah, it's like a 15-minute
Hyde
drive.
Park normally, right?
No, Finsbury.
It is Finsbury, right? Yeah. It's just like, for me, it's like 20 minutes around the corner.
Hard to get out of and shit.
Yeah, I know, but the vibes are sick. The vibes are sick. But
Wireless this year, and then like, I know Glastonbury got cancelled. That would have been a good
Rolling
one.
Loud was it in Miami last a couple weeks?
Yeah, Rolling Loud happened in Miami. They do one in Portugal though.
Yeah,
and
they do.
I wouldn't mind going to one in Portugal. That
I
looks
do
want
to go to American Festival, to be fair. Like, I don't think I've ever been to one.
What's that big one? I forgot it's
Coachella.
Yeah, that's the one.
I went to Coachella, but let me tell you something, right? American festivals and UK festivals are two completely different things.
In what way, though?
If you think you're going to a festival in the US, it's not the same.
What is it, though?
Bro, in the US, it's everyone dresses up nice. This is Coachella, anyways. Everyone dresses up nice, wears their best garms, looks as good as they can, and you go there. It's like lots of different concerts. That's the best way to describe it, okay? Obviously, in the UK, you wear your wellies and you know that it's going to be filthy. Yeah. Some guy's dragging his jaw along the floor and so are his 10 mates behind him just swinging. And you're sat there thinking, I wish that was me. But ultimately, it's a much more fun in the UK.
Is it rather than like an American festival? Is it not as muddy? Because like,
Instagram, like the girls, I swear to God, they get tickets for their photographer. They bring their photographer there in their VIP bit. Just photographer, just taking pictures of this girl the whole day.
Bare girls who went, and they look like after Coachella, because I was in LA when it was. And like, I was just like, you girls have just come back from Coachella like the day after or whatever, and they looked fresh.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about you two, but when I go to a festival, I'm not fresh.
1 week holiday
for about a week, So they're all doing up social media. They're all doing up like posing in that and whatever. But yeah, I need to go Coachella, man. I've heard some sick stories about Coachella.
It is. And we've got
crazy stories as well. That's it.
You've been to America?
No, I've been to America, but I haven't been to Coachella. Always see on Instagram, like, shit, I need to go there.
Bro, I'm going to be perfectly honest. I don't think, like, Coachella is, it's good to go to, but just as long as you don't go there with the expectation of, like, you know, the vision of, like, the UK festival and going there, you're going to have a sick time.
No, I'm not expecting part life.
But they have a lot of
it. Part life is good. What were you fucking?
Part life's amazing.
You got your best clubber on. Like.
Yeah, the best clubber on.
Looking for a couple
roll up with a stony, like, who's on what? Yeah. But, Coachella. But the best thing about Coachella is the after parties.
That's what's weird.
In the UK, at a festival, you have the festival. Maybe you go to someone's like small gaff and you have a few more drinks or whatever. But for the most part,
you go to a
all
den,
their
bro.
Part, yeah,
you'll
you
go to a den in the UK. You ever seen Conor McGregor in those little dens in Ireland?
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
Conor McGregor used to go back to like little like two bedroom council house.
Is it?
And you just get steaming in the kitchen.
Yeah,
and everyone like Conor McGregor.
Yeah. There's like five guys in the kitchen.
And he's there like, you're right.
But Coachella's all about the after parties and stuff like that, and yeah, there's some wild stuff happens out there.
It's all about parties though. Yeah, you guys, you want to tell me something about Ibiza, man?
Listen,
I've heard there's a story what happened at Ibiza.
I'll tell it because ultimately I'm the one that got shit. So we booked out like this really nice villa. We spent a lot of fucking money on this villa for like 5-6 days, and so out there, all the clubs are shut right now due to COVID. So we said, "All right, fuck it, we'll have a after party." So we went to STK, got absolutely smashed there, and we literally went to us and all the tables around us. We were there, like everybody come back to our villa. So they did, a bunch of people did. There was probably anyways, there's a bunch of people that went back, and they all jump in a cab. And
what was the girl boy ratio?
I'd say it was decent.
We met. So do you know a guy called Timzy?
Yeah,
Timzy. Okay, so Timzy came back.
I think so. Cause I do know a guy called Timzy. Brunette.
Yeah. White guy. Yeah, I think we're talking about the same guy here.
Well,
we'll
hope so.
Anyway.
Because I think he's
cool.
Presenter.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, talking about the same guy. Anyway, so he had a couple of friends. He brought a bunch of girls back as well. So anyways, we're at the villa. And we were just drinking. Like, we didn't originally plan to have like a villa party because like the deposit on this place was so much fucking money. I was there like, I don't really want a bunch of random people that I don't know fucking this place up. But anyways, these people come back anyways. Timzy's two mates. And Timzy, I'm gonna have to throw you a little bit under the bus here on this. Not you, but your two mates anyway. So one of their mates, right? We have the pool outside, and there was like a bathroom and then like a storage room next to it. So all the party people were using that bathroom, and everyone leaves and everything was fine. Wake up in the morning, I get a text from my assistant who was helping sort out the villa, and she says the cleaner has messaged the owner to complain about something. And I've looked outside and everything looks all right. Like, everything looks cool. So I'm going to read you out the message that
I got.
I'm going to read this out right here because... Okay, here we go. So I get a text. This one was forwards in. Mm. I said, hello. I hope you're doing well. I'm sending you this message as I have been informed of something very strange and irrespectful from Callum and his friends.
All right.
The housekeeper has found in the storage room human stool. From them, and that is unacceptable.
Come on, guys.
Please let them know that this kind of behavior cannot happen again, and it will be deducted from the damage deposit and other items broken in the villa.
Someone's shitting again.
Someone has shat in the storage room.
There's no need for that.
Bro,
next to the toilet, by the way.
You have the toilet door here, and then the storage door here, right? And someone has shat in our storage room. I was there, so I go around to all the people that were staying in the villa. I said, just straight up tell me, that way I can just close this off. I'll pay whatever it is, and it's an L, but it's a funny story. We can tell. Everyone's going around, they're saying, wasn't me. I swear to you, Cal, it wasn't me. Because me and the boys would be happily tell each other if we'd done something stupid like that, fine. So I go, I seen two guys come out and they were both Timsy's mates. Right, and I seen both of them go over to this bathroom, and the bathroom was locked. There was girls in the bathroom. And so I said, I saw one of Timsy's mates, go into the storage room, but I just thought he was going in there, maybe getting up to whatever he might want to get up to in there. And so I thought, oh, no, is what is. Little did I know, that guy has gone in there and shat on the fucking floor in the storage room. And I obviously had to double check, so I opened up this storage room the next morning. One of the worst smells I've ever smelled, bro. It was disgusting.
You knew that human.
Yo, yeah, and I was there like this. There was no cap here. This was not them trying to finesse me out of the deposit. Someone has done a madness here, and so we went to Ibiza. We had a house party where someone shat in the house.
Bro, in a villa, there's eight fucking bathrooms.
Bro, there was so many bathrooms. Like, I'm not joking. There were so many, and I just remember thinking, "You're tapped. Whoever did that is so tapped." So yeah, that's our story, and we're still yet to receive the price because they said they're gonna take money out of the deposit for the shit. But I'm thinking, how do you value a shit? How can you look at that and go, that's roughly like a £200 one? Should I be expecting £1,000 shit? Like, what is it?
I'd be upset if that was my shit and it weren't £1,000.
Yeah.
Should I be expecting a grand off of this?
I mean, if that's my shit and you're not getting £1,000 deducted from your thing, I'm disappointed.
Nah, it smelled like a log.
Bro, it smelled like a £1,000 shit, I'll be honest. It smelled like £1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was that. And then there's some other funny stories, but it's not really for the podcast that we have. But yeah, like Ibiza. You go to Ibiza.
I love
much?
Ibiza, man.
Really? Would you say that's your favorite? What's your favorite spot to go to? Like holiday destination?
It's Ibiza.
Really?
100%. It's Ibiza. I've done Miami, done LA, Vegas. Like, yeah, they're lit. But for me, because I've done Ibiza since I was 18, and even going at 18, I felt quite young.
I mean, 18 at Ibiza is young. Usually that's prime Zante, Ayia Napa.
I went and just had a great time. And I literally went five times in 2019. I went twice in 1 week. I love it, bro. I just love the vibe. It's just like, just good people, good energy, good music. And then the thing is, like, you go into
body count multiplier. That's what that was. Five times in what I know, the body count multiplier.
Bro.
I can't speak on this.
Look.
Oh, I'm a virgin. So.
Yeah. But
when you go to...
But don't you come back peppered?
Licked.
Yeah, I come back.
I tell my team, I was like, guys, don't book any work in for 5 days. Like 4 days. Don't do that. Don't do it to me. Don't expect me
to rock up to a shoot.
Yeah, shoot, whatever, TV, whatever, radio. Don't. Because I am not great.
I can imagine though, like coming here's well, that's like a year after your Love Island there, so loads of people are probably there. Like, you must have been living life. Your DMs.
Let me tell you this story. Yeah, so Ocean Beach. Yeah,
classic. Shout out Wayne.
All right, big up
Wayne.
Shout out
Wayne.
Met him and his voice was fucked.
Yeah, that guy probably had a night out there before. Yeah.
So I went Ocean when I was 18. That time I was 18. Yeah, first ever time in Ocean. I was gassed. I was like, all my days. Girls everywhere, like, what dreams are made of, right? I couldn't afford a bed, right? I could just about afford a bottle,
You're, by the way, when you mean bed, you mean it's, like it's the equivalent of a table in Ocean Beach to those of you that have
So I couldn't afford a table or bed. Yeah. I could just about afford a bottle, right?
Okay.
Cool. So that was 2018, right?
Yeah.
No, so that was 2017, okay? 2018, I've now come out. So in 2017, I tried to get on someone's table, and I thought I was welcomed on the table, right? And I sat on the table, and then he told me to get off the table in front of bare girls, And I felt bare embarrassed, right? Yeah. I felt
but that's a bit of a dick move.
It was. But it, I just felt man embarrassed.
As you would.
That was 2017, right? 2018, right? I've just come out of Love Island now, I rolled through Ocean, right? I shit you not, everyone just stopped dancing. It was the maddest thing I've ever experienced. To this day, that walk through into Ocean was the everyone just stopped dancing. People on beds stopped dancing on the beds. Like, people are now on top of beds to look over what everyone else is looking at. And I'm walking through, and I'm walking through the dance section, and people have just moved out the way.
Parted the Red Sea. Part,
like, but parted. Bro, it's a, people just stopped and started moving out the way. I've walked through, and I've sat on my bed, and like, everyone's just kind of like, everyone's got their phones out and all the rest of it. I've got like a group of gangsters from like South London, like chains and about 10 phones. And they're going, blackjack's there, you know, blackjack and Oluwajack. And like, yo, I'm getting you bottles today. And just like, bottles have been set. And I'm sitting there thinking like, now there's a queue of women, like, bro, when I say a queue, like, it was just a queue of women. And the security guards have come up to me and they've said like, and they're Spanish, right? So I ain't got a fucking clue who I am, which is fine. And they've gone to me, I don't know who you are, but that's the same reaction that Conor McGregor got last week, because he was there the week before.
And he
was like, but Conor obviously was in like the back section. No one could touch him.
Right.
But you're here. So like,
so everyone has
access. Like, we have now, we're going to stand here, but do you want to do pictures? And I felt like, I can't say no, because I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing now without these people, right? So I just stood there for about half hour taking pictures. Yeah. But like, it was just a mad thing, because I thought like a year ago,
the switch up,
I couldn't afford a bottle. Do you get me? Yeah. And now I'm here, and it was just like a madness. And the same guy, the same guy was there, and he
is
was.
Is he well known?
No. He's not well known. But like, he was there. And he was there, and he was like, "Hey, yo, come on the table, man." I was like, "No, I'm good, you know. I'm cool, but that was just for me, like, Ocean, that hole was one of the best memories, because it was just nuts, bro. I didn't expect it. Tell me, I just didn't expect it. So many guys were pissed off at me that day. It was so funny because their girls.
All the girls just left.
I remember just looking out, and all the guys from their tables just cussing me out. I was just like, yeah, whatever.
Fuck it,
it was their missus.
That would be a big L, to be fair. Like, imagine if your girl went, I'm just gonna go over there. I'll be back in a second.
No,
the other day I'm in Stratford, I'm actually in Westwood Stratford filming something, right? I'm the bridge bit from Westwood Stratford to the station, right? So I'm there and I'm walking through, and some girl, bless her, she's with a guy, and she's kind of lost her shit a little bit, and we're now taking a picture. And I was like, oh, sick, like, what is it, date night? And he goes, yeah. And she goes, but I wish it was with you.
I would walk back across that bridge and get on the tube.
What do I say to that? I'm just standing there going, what do you say, bro?
What do I say to that?
I felt bad for the guy.
Did he hear it?
Yeah, of course, bro, of course.
Bro, my guy was in full view of that.
Nah, she's gone.
And I was just like,
you have to be gone.
You have to get rid of
her. I didn't know what to say. Like I said, I just laughed it off, and I just felt bare sad for that guy, man.
Yeah.
Bare sad for that guy, because he must have just spent pee as well.
Yeah, well, it's his date night. He's probably there, gas, like, yo, I'm taking this girl out for a date. And then she's just gone and...
cup to the steak and everything, maybe a little casino.
You know what I mean?
Bit of blackjack. And then she's come out and says she just wants to, you know, bang Jack Fowler instead of take me home, Jack, please.
Oh, bro, it's fucking silly.
Yeah, man. But you, after that, you must have just been scrolling through DMs. Like, once you got off Love Island, it must have just been carnage in there.
Do you know what? First of all. But the tweets.
Was it the tweets?
Bro, it was... some girls have no shame.
Really?
Some girls have no shame. Like, and I got to a point, I was just creasy. I used to retweet them.
Yeah.
I used to fucking retweet them just for us to laugh. Like, it was just... crazy stuff, man. Like, and I forget, like, that, like, they've got like mums and dads and shit. It's like, bro,
that's someone's daughter.
Someone's daughter. Someone's telling daughter them just done that. That she wants to squirt on me. I'm yeah. just like, this is fucking crazy. Not even on a DM, like on a tweet.
Yeah,
like,
no, everyone full can view, see.
Said it with your chest. I'm just like, oh my days.
Yeah, I mean, Instagram DMs are just like a nuts place because it's like you're essentially privately messaging someone that that other person will definitely or not will definitely see, but for the most part see.
Normally see because you look through your message requests.
Yeah, well, even every time I put a story up, I just see what people are saying about the story, yeah, right? So you look through it anyways.
It's actually worse. I found it was actually when I was with my ex, the DMs were actually fucking peak. It's
what,
mad.
So what, when they knew that you had a girlfriend, yeah, yeah. they leveled it up.
Yeah, yeah. It was like a challenge for them.
Yeah.
Okay. So you get me? It was like a challenge, and I was sitting there like, this is mad.
Yeah.
Like you can see my girl on my story, like
on the page. You can see my
ex on my page, like, and yeah, when I was with her, it was just a bit mad.
But no doubt that that sort of shit just causes friction, like. In those things,
yeah, but like,
or was she receiving like the same sort of stuff, anyways?
No, she weren't.
Because I always see, do guys with the girls get unsolicited dick pics, right?
Yeah,
but is it as bad as like what? Because what girls send to guys is pretty fucking crazy. But I imagine that what guys send to girls still is probably, I don't know. Do you reckon is better or worse? Like, I feel. I like to think that it's not as bad, but guys probably send the craziest shit, to be fair.
Well, there's some weird donnies out there. Yeah, that's right.
Do you know what? That's what I think. I think it was more like creepy mad shit. Guys are creepy.
Like, yo, I got 2K lined up here for a foot pic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mad.
But that's the shit they do.
That's crazy.
That's OnlyFans.
Bro, man. I'd be sending the foot pic.
This is what no I would problem. Do, right? If I was a chick, I'd just come off OnlyFans. The first thing, as I step foot off of that plane, yeah? My OnlyFans account will be ready.
Going right be up, firing. Yeah, because you're bringing in bread,
bro. Maximum bag.
I went to Dubai, yeah, and I stayed in a nice place and I spent a lot of money, right?
Yeah,
I'm seeing girls who are just influencing, like they got a normal job at home, like mm-hmm. they're doing their life, but they're out there for months. Make that make sense?
No, I.
How can I'm thinking like, how are you staying out there? Because on your Instagram, you're at like the top restaurants. You're in the Burj, you're going to all the pool parties. Like, yeah. Where is your income coming from?
So sugar daddy. It's
a sugar daddy for the most part. Unless they got the OnlyFans link in their bio or the Linktree link, you know. That's what they do
you
now.
You know
what
it is as Linktree. Well? Like the little London plane, Dubai, with the little pin spot like, yeah, and the bio. Yeah, that is a classic for the Dubai girls. It's a classic.
But yeah, I guess guys are just like, just fly them out there though. Yeah. Which is fine, but then you also think like, okay, so let's say a guy's flowing you out there. All right, you're out there for maybe a week or 2 weeks, but like you said, these girls are out there for like,
bro,
3 months.
Like, it's like the guys have called, like it's like Uber Beats.
Okay? Uber Beats.
It's
okay.
Uber Beats because it's like you've called the girl to come through to beat, right?
So an Uber X, and the thing is, you can get an Uber X, you can get Uber Exec, bro, and you can get an Uber Lux.
Helicopter Uber in Dubai, like. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's Uber just, helicopter.
Dubai is crazy, but yeah, girls are, you know, Uber Beats. That's a lot of what girls are doing.
That is, yeah. I mean, that's a lifestyle for a lot of girls now.
So. Yeah.
What's it? Donnie's just saying like, look, bang me and I'll take care of you for the
trip.
It's
bang me, but it's like, you got to spend a bit of time with me.
Yeah.
But for the most part, these girls are going out there. They're dealing with the sugar daddy and then they're going out and just fucking porking some other Donnie as well. So 100%. It's like,
do you know what it is? Like, I know guys who do this shit. I don't do this, but I know guys that actually do this and they're like, you know, they've got it sad, but like they've got a family and stuff and they're like, look, I don't sleep with these girls. I just pay them to spend time with them because it's different. Like they come for dinner with me and they'll laugh.
But they don't sleep with them.
He can, but he doesn't.
He doesn't. That's so interesting.
So like, I just spend time with them. They come to dinner, then we'll go to like, they'll stay around. They don't sleep with me. I fuck no, it's probably do. Yeah. But like,
you're classing that as cheating, Chip?
What, if he's got a missus at home?
Yeah, he got a missus at home.
Nah, that's his employee, bro. That's his
pay
for it.
Yeah, she's on payroll. It's fine.
Yeah.
She's on payroll.
Yeah.
He pays her taxes.
Get a
national insurance.
Then it's wrapped up.
It's on payroll. It's not cheating. They're on payroll.
All right, so it's time.
It's time, baby.
It's time.
You already know.
It's time for fact or cap.
Oh, this is a big moment, you know.
Is this is
big.
Test your knowledge. Yeah. So, this is it. Here we go. So, you guys are going to go not necessarily together, but you just tell me whether you think something is a fact. I'm going to read something out. You tell me if it's a fact or whether you think it's a cap. Screen, bro. I don't want to. Sorry, bro.
No spoilers, man.
All right, here we go. Meghan Markle's first name is Rachel.
Nah, because it, like, she was in the Suits, right? And she was called Rachel in Suits. So I feel like this is Alex just trying to fuck with me here.
Yeah, that sounds a bit...
But to be fair, like, I don't think...
I think it's a cap.
You think... So you're saying that Meghan is actually her first name for sure, 100%.
Yeah.
This is what he does to you, man. He tries
and it's definitely not Rachel.
Yeah.
Chip?
I'm going to say it's cap too. We look stupid together if we get it wrong.
It is, in fact, a fact. Her first name is actually Rachel.
Who in the room knew that? Ah, you lot.
Thank you very much.
So why is she called Meghan?
I guess that's like her second...
Stage name, bro.
Stage name. Her royal name.
She really is acting, isn't
it? Here we go. Next up. There are only 300 stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
That's cap.
Yeah, I think that's cap.
I think it's bare.
I think it might be less or there might be more, but I don't think I
think there's more than that. I think there's loads.
What, you're telling me? Stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, there's more than 300.
I'm going to say there's more. I'm just going for it.
What was the question?
Let me read this out. There are only 300 stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. More, less, or is that true?
More. I don't think it's just. I don't think it's exactly.
No. It doesn't mean it's exactly 300. So if I'm saying more,
if you want to say more, you can say more. That's fine. But this thing is saying there is exactly 300.
Oh hell, fucking no! That's cappuccino, bro. That's cappuccino.
Full cappuccino. That's max for
full cappuccino.
Yeah, max for capping, bro. 100%. Yeah, El Capo.
El Capo. It is in fact max for capping. You're right. It is.
How many is it then?
Any guesses? Any guesses? How many stars there are?
1,000.
1,000. 1,000?
I don't know, bro. I'm just throwing numbers out here, man.
I'm going to say 600.
There is 2,690 stars.
I knew there was those stars.
How is
that,
there
remember?
Not one of you and me on there already, bro? Yeah, there's that many fucking people. Why aren't we on there?
Get us up there.
All right, here we go. A monkey was the first living creature sent into space.
I think it was a dog, bro. I'm sure it was a dog.
Do you remember that dog going up?
No, I just remember reading it.
Was it a chihuahua?
But I don't
know. A Doberman just sat in the seat posted up.
It was the Doge.
It was the Doge.
I'm sure they put a dog up there first.
Nah, I reckon it was a monkey.
I know a monkey did go up. Mm-hmm. I'm not disputing that. I don't think it was the first thing that went up though.
Would they risk sending the dog up though? Because they're going to whack on a little space helmet for the dog. Is that going down?
Well, did they do that for the monkey?
Whose idea was it to put a dog into space or a monkey? Why?
Because it's not us, so we can spare their lives. You know?
To space.
What a fucking peak thing for that monkey.
I reckon the monkey.
Imagine that monkey. Imagine being that fucking monkey.
You're there like, what the fuck is this? Monkey's thinking he's just taking a tab of LSD and like, what is going on?
He's used to swinging from bamboo, now he's just like posted up.
Do you think he's
posted up?
Do you think he's still up there though?
Well, did he go up there?
No. He'd come back down for sure.
Oh, right.
They would have tested him in that, right? Brought him down and be like, yeah.
But did he come back down?
I hope so.
Well, if he was the first, I would imagine that he came back down.
I tried it.
I think it was a monkey. I think the monkey was first.
Was the monkey the first? Fact or cap?
Cap.
I reckon fact.
I think it was cap.
I reckon fact.
Cap? Okay, yeah. Well, a monkey was not the first.
You got it right.
Right?
What was it then?
In fact, this is actually so
was
shit.
Was it a dog?
It was a fruit flies, which were sent into space on a V2 rocket.
Oh, come on, man.
How shit is that, man? Fruit
Alex,
flies were the first thing into.
You sold me a dream, man. I thought you said animal, like fruit fly. Oh, God. All
right, here we go. A group of swans is called a bevy.
fact.
I'm going to say fact as well.
Fact.
So you're telling me a group of swans is called a bevy?
There's got to be a
bevy. You want to go get a bevy?
That's where bevy came from.
Bevy.
Yeah.
Bevy.
Depends. Like, when you're from Manet.
You said it was such...
But if you're from Manet...
I don't say it like that.
Bevy.
Bevy. Now you're making me confusing me, man.
Bevy.
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 Say
bevy.
Sexy.
Bevy. Sexy.
Where are you from?
Manet. Oldham.
See, Manet girls go sexy.
Yeah,
no, but those are like the real, like,
you're sexy, you like sexy.
But it's like an EH, isn't it?
Yeah, sex hair. What is that?
Sex hair.
Sex hair.
That's no, exactly you, how
you
H
like
starts.
It. You like it. You like it.
If you're from Manny and you say sex hair, put a comment down below, please.
Do you like the Manny accent?
I'm all right with it.
Or is that why you've asked them to put a comment down so then you can go find all the ones?
you're gonna send them a YouTube message like, oh, it's me, Jack. And then you sign it off with JF Kiss.
All right, what are we saying, guys? A group of swans called a bevy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fact. It is actually a fact. They are called a bevy. Lighters were invented before matches.
Cap. I think that might be cap.
I feel like it's one of those stupid ones, though.
Yeah.
Where, like, I say it's cap, and then there's some fucking, you know, Roman lighter.
I just.
Just coming up.
Yeah. I just think. You know, like.
Would you?
For example, Cowboys. How many Cowboys films have you seen them with a lighter? They have a match.
Yeah, it's true.
Wow. True. Okay. We're bringing knowledge to the table now.
Nah, that's he's right, though. He's yeah, right. Thinking, yeah. You would never see like a
because they've gunpowder, isn't it? Gunpowder was on a stick and they liked the stick.
Yeah.
So let's go. I'm going to say.
I feel like he's so come with some bullshit.
Here it is. Lighters were invented before matches.
Cap.
Cap.
I'll say cap too.
It is a fact. Lighters were.
I said. Did I not say that this would be some bullshit? Tell me about it. Tell me. What lighter then? Tell me, come on.
Bro, I'm not going to pull the lighter out of my fucking pocket, am I, bro? I'm sorry.
At least want a little pick or something.
A little pick, bro. They didn't have a fucking iPhone back then.
Now I've got to go home and Google it.
All right, the population of California is larger than the entire population of Canada.
Oh, fuck.
LA is very dense.
My geography shit is not good, man.
But what about Canada is a fucking big place. I know there's a lot of mountains and ski slopes and shit. But you still got...
Damn, he really brought the knowledge
today,
bro.
You said bigger population.
You got Vancouver.
Toronto, Ottawa.
Those are big places.
Those are
man.
Yeah, LA ain't that big. I don't know.
But they got more than LA in California, right?
Yeah, so yeah, yeah.
Like,
no,
that's what I'm saying. Like, it could possibly.
LA, yeah, but LA is probably the most populated part of California.
Or is it? I don't know.
I don't know.
I didn't brush up on
the
geography.
What is the question again?
Read it again. The population of California is larger than the entire population of Canada.
Cap.
I'll just send it and say it's a fact on one of them stupid ones.
Chip, you would be correct. It is a fact. California does in fact have a larger...
Shit.
All right, well, we're on the last one here, all right? We're on the last one. You boys are definitely going to get this one right. Trust me. I know.
I've got it.
Here we go. More people are killed each year by cows than they are by sharks.
True.
So cows kill more people than sharks.
True. Yeah, because like when you hear of a shark attack, it's very rare and it's like in the news.
Yeah, but and when have you ever heard them. About a cow attack?
You don't know the farmers I know, bro.
they're manny farmers.
Yeah, should be busting on them farms. No, but if you've ever like locked eyes with a cow, you're in trouble, right? Yeah.
Really, do you reckon?
Yeah, and they got the long face and it's like,
calling me a cow, bro.
No.
What do you want? Have cows killed more people than...
I don't know, bro, because isn't it 30 people a year die from a vending machine? Like, anything can happen. I swear anything can happen.
Isn't it? That's fucking crazy.
That's what I mean. Like, you've died. You've tried to order a Mars bar and it's... You're dead.
Yeah,
you're...
by the way, I want to say that like, if you die to a vending machine, like, that is just... It was your time. Like, it was like...
That's natural selection right there.
That is. It is. You shouldn't be buying things from vending machines.
No, I'm going to say it's cap.
I think it's true, man. I think cows kill more than sharks.
Trying to throw us off.
Nah, I'm pretty sure cows kill more people than sharks.
You would be correct. Cows do kill more people than sharks.
I've been bodied. How though? Like, what are they just chewing? It's like.
I ain't got the stats. Imagine that though. Going like funeral, like, you know, today we remember the time
they fall over, innit?
Cow died to a fucking that is cow. Very... What a bitch.
Oh yeah, if a cow falls on you, that's
a long day. Yeah, it's a very long day.
All right, last part of the podcast, we have something called relationship advice. So what happens here is people send in their relationship problems and we are here to solve them. Obviously, we got Jack Fowler, star of the Love, you know how I put the Love Island show. So obviously, you I would like to think you know a little bit about
Listen, I'd like to think so as well.
Yeah, a little bit of experience when it comes to women. Maybe guys, I don't know, whatever way it might be.
We've ended a lot of relationships on this show, man.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people have been
happy.
Yeah,
probably.
But we give them terrible advice, so we're really hoping that you'll come and you'll come and solve this. So here we go.
Come
right,
in.
We've got a fella. We give the all anonymous names. You want to give this guy just a random name? What do you want to call him?
Leroy.
Leroy. Leroy said, "All right, lads." He spelled it wrong. Says, "All right, lads. How you doing? I've been chatting to a bird and she's very good looking and she's proper into me. However, her personality ain't all that as she's older than me and she just doesn't have the banter. I think she's really fit and I want to pork her and she's down for that. However, I need your help as I can't pork and dash as she's my mate's older sister and I can't violate his family like that. What do I do?" So it's his mate's older sister. He's getting a vibe off of her. And he wants to just smash and dash, but he can't really do that because it's his mate's
dead.
Older sister.
And her banter's dead.
And her banter is shit. Yeah.
Here's what you do.
You wait for your friends to have like a house party, right? Okay. She'll be there. Yeah. Okay. So you like everyone's vibing. Mm-hmm. Everyone's just chilling.
To Foolish. Foolish is on in the background. I'm just setting the scene.
Yeah. Everyone's vibing. Summer vibes. And she goes, "Yo, come upstairs." And you're like, "Okay, cool." You smash it.
Yeah.
You smash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have to put in a good performance, or can it be like a 40-second chipper special?
No. You give 4.5 minutes.
4.5 minutes tops.
4.5 minutes.
No more, no
maximum.
Less.
Maximum. Like, I'm okay if you finish within three.
Yeah.
After three, but 4.5, ideally.
Yeah.
And then, the next day. Yeah. You have to say, "Babe, you know what? The alcohol got to me, babe, and I don't know. I don't want to disrespect you anymore."
Uh huh.
So let's just, you know what I'm saying? Let's just chill.
It was a mistake on my part.
It wasn't a mistake because, you know, what happened was one of the best things to happen to me ever.
You've been in the game for too long.
But what I don't want to happen is for my feelings to get involved here. Uh-huh. And I don't want to hurt myself. So I need to acknowledge that you're very, very attractive. You tick all the boxes, but I'm just not ready yet.
Yeah, can you just say that one more time?
Okay, and then what happens? What happens when his mate finds out?
You say, "Bro, listen, look, your sister, she just chucked it on me, bro. Pussy out here."
She chucked it out. All right, cool. Here we go. All right. Well, there you go. That's how y'all solved that one. Here we go. Lads, love the pod. So I was sat at a gaff on Saturday having a few with some of my mates. A little sweet one.
Sweet one.
Has been flirting with me. We need to add ad libs to these messages. I like that. Little sweet one has been flirting with me and we ended up kissing. Mm-hmm. We have spoke to each other before, but just as friends. But I heard she might actually like me. She's really attractive, but I have been out of the game for a while. Mm. Should I ask her out for dinner and drinks? Help me out, boys. Does he go in for the kill?
Here's what you say. You text her, you call her, whatever. You say, "Look, I think you're really cool. I think you've got a good vibe. I think this could go somewhere. But you know what? First of all, let's actually go out as a group. So let's go out, 3 or 4 or 5 of us. You're there, I'm there. Let's catch a vibe, and then we go maybe on something separate together, alone. After that, if we're still feeling it,
you message her that.
Well, you call her. You say, "Look, there's a group."
Oh, just straight audio.
Call her, no voice note. Call her, then you can feel the vibe and say, "Look, there's a group thing, I'd like to come, I think you're cool. So if we think it's a good vibe, then sick." And then at that time, on that group date thing, you then go, "Look, I think you're sick, like I think you're wicked, and I'd like to take you out somewhere separate, or not, just us two if you're down."
Confidence.
Bro, the thing is, and I'll be 100%, this is actually big facts, Like, there has been girls that I should never have been able to pull, ever, right? But the confidence, not arrogance, just confidence and taking their thought process and their feelings and all the rest of it into consideration. Like, bro,
I was gonna say is, you see, when you go on like something like Casa Amor, you have a limited amount of time, so you have to just be super confident and just go in there like you're supposed to be there, right?
Yeah, go in there confident and you know, it's so fucking cheesy, but like, know your worth, like back yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, to actually know, like you're actually, like if you believe in yourself and you actually know you got a good heart and you're cool and you're good, then portray that and say, "Look, like, listen, up to you. You might say no. If you say no, okay, cool. At least I know that I asked and it was in your hands. It weren't meant to be, but
I couldn't leave here without at least trying. Yeah.
That day, shooting my shot. I thought look, what you said is just advice, shoot your shot 2021, okay? That's what it is. But with confidence. Don't be a bitch about it. That's a serious one. The amount of guys that are just like a little bitch about things. And like, yeah, if you want to, like, you know, just like, with chess, please.
With a little chess.
Yeah. All right, here we go. So this is from Felita. Her name is...
Wow, that's what a name.
No. That's what that's we call just, them, we got fellas and Felitas.
I thought you said that was her name. Her name was Felita.
You fell in love instantly there. What's her name?
You can't top it now.
Laquanda.
Laquanda. Laquanda said, I've been getting with an ex recently during the whole lockdown situation.
Yeah.
But it's only for a bit of fun after a night out, nothing serious. There's by no means feelings on either ends anymore. However, I've also started seeing this other guy and it's looking like it's gonna get serious pretty soon. Mm-hmm. I'm super hesitant about really diving into anything because I'm gonna be moving to France in November to do a ski season. The alarm bells.
Ski season.
Not sure if it's worth the effort to properly.
Stop it. Oh, stop it now.
For fuck's sake.
Stop it now.
He got the balls out. Right, here we go. Not sure if it's worth the effort to properly start dating someone if I'm going to be leaving and I'm already getting my bit. Any opinions or advice on this would be much appreciated. Love the pod. Thank you.
Okay.
So she doesn't know whether to, long story short, she doesn't know whether to date a guy right now, knowing that she's off to France on a ski season. Okay, let me tell you something. Anything that is a season, they are getting port regularly.
100%.
By
constant.
Yeah. So
constant.
What did you call her again? Laquanda?
Laquanda,
listen, don't get into
just
a relationship.
Stick with your ex.
Yeah.
Get your needs met with your ex and then leave it that. Go skiing. Get your cheeks.
Get your numbers up. And then come back with lots of experience and maybe rekindle it.
Yeah, maybe come back and then shout my man. See if he's available.
Yeah.
But don't start something that you know is going to set out to fail. That's why.
Exactly.
Why?
Have you ever known like girls to go, like they do a season in Ibiza, they do a season like abroad. Like, has any of them ever come back and said, I didn't pork 5-6 plus people. They all are getting their bit out there. Like they've never come back. Like, oh, I didn't
get dicked.
I didn't get a train running me. They all, it happens out there.
Oh, it happens.
It happens. All right, cool. Anyways, moving on from that. Look, you just don't do it. Okay?
Enjoy the ski season.
Enjoy the ski season. Get your poles out. Get skiing. All right, here we go. This is a fella. His name is...
You won't believe his second name. I'm not going to say it, though.
Nah, don't say his second name. Because it'll bait him out, but... I don't know. But anyways, go ahead.
Jermaine.
All right, Jermaine. Furthest thing from a Jermaine. Here we go. Loving the podcast, boys. Only started recently, but smashing through the episodes as I work. I recently came out of a long-term relationship around 3 months ago, which put me in a bad place, but have some great friends who helped. And I recently got back into it, and I had sex this past weekend with a girl I met in a club.
Yeah.
It was actually around the back of the club. All right, fair enough, fella. Get what you need. Yeah,
get
go
it
on.
In.
The advice I need is, how long do you think it's an acceptable time to wait after coming out of a relationship? As every girl I seem to talk to, enjoy it for a day or two, then realize that I'm only recently out of the relationship.
Like, this is a mad, mad gray area, isn't it? It's actually fucked. Like, how long is a piece of string, bro? Like,
Like,
I get, like, if you
but how long, like, okay, let's say you've been in a relationship 18 months, a year and a half.
Yeah,
and it didn't end up. And you like the chick. You like the chick, and it just ended on mutual terms. You said, look, it's just not working out. We argue quite a bit, whatever.
Yeah.
How long is it? Or is it a case of, if a rocket is on
it. Thing, isn't it? This is the thing.
A week.
This is
you reckon a week? I would say 5 business days.
I'd say a week, for every year, it's 1 week. So if it's a year, take a week out, 2 years, take 2 weeks out, 3 years, take 3 weeks out.
I like that, you
know. Because then you're respecting the time of the relationship.
Right, cool. So you're in a year, you're in like a 6 year relationship, yes, that's 6 weeks, cool. You end up going LA, right?
Now, but then you can start doing dividing and shit like that.
And then obviously
holidays, you half the time.
Yeah, half the time. Yeah. Obviously, different time zone, innit? So you quarter it again.
Oh yes,
exactly.
So, and now you're down to 3 hours. Yeah. So you're sorted, really.
Yes, you're actually all right.
Yeah.
But no, I think you gotta just.
How have we got to 3 hours?
I don't know.
Nah.
I don't know.
I just did. I did quick maths, and here we are with 3 hours. But I think, realistically, all jokes aside, I think. A week.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
I think a week. Because look, realistically, bro, it's either a week or you're just going to sit there just fucking sulking, being a bitch about it.
Do you know what as well? Yeah, girls are fucking as bad, bro. So like, we could sit there and go, oh yeah, but you know, I can't do that because I feel bad on my ex. And like, bro, yeah. She's out here going ski season, getting...
Yeah, going ski season, yeah.
Super realistic sound effect that,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah. But that's legitimately what it is, though.
So, like, yeah, break up, do your thing, probably late, like, leave it like I'd say a week, bro. Because just keep probably fucking your own head.
Okay, I've got a question for you. If a chick said to you, right, let's say you broke up with a girl literally a week ago, and the girl goes, like, oh, like, you know, when was your last relationship?
Yeah, 6 months ago.
Are you 6 months ago? I was going to say. You don't say a week.
It was 6 months ago. It was, where are we? July? It was around December.
Yeah, we broke up. I broke up
just before Christmas. Yeah, it was really heartbreaking.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm being like, you can't say the 1 week because
instantly
the chicks
are going to find out, though.
But this is a one and done. Yeah, it's not.
And you could just say you lost track of time. Isn't it? I didn't realize it was last week. Sorry.
Anyways, guys, that's going to wrap it up for today's episode. Yo, Jack, really appreciate you coming on. I know it's like an oven in here, guys. You guys don't understand. We're sweating our tits off here, so I hope you guys can appreciate this. New single out, Foolish. Go check it out, guys. Anything else that you want to plug out there? Obviously, your Instagram, all
Instagram,
of that stuff.
@_JackFowler_ my YouTube channel, Jack Fowler. And
lovely.
Yeah, my new single, Foolish. Go stream that.
Check that out, guys. Yo, from me and Chip, shout out to everyone listening on Spotify, Apple. If you are watching on YouTube, then shout out to you guys as well. But go and listen to it on Spotify and Apple. Anyways, we'll catch you guys in a little bit. Have a fantastic day. See you guys later.
Peace.